This is a Spiva Media production.
It's just what the doctor ordered. It's time for your daily dose of awesome. Check your hate and negativity at the door as mom, wife, teacher, and lover of life, Cindy Liming, shares awesome, fun-loving tips on how you can bring positivity, fun, and laughter into your life and into the world. And now, here's your host, Cindy Liming.
This is Cindy Liming, your host of your Daily Dose of Awesome. On this show, I talk about all the things that I find to be awesome in this journey called life. By sharing what I find, I hope that you too will be able to create more awesomeness in your corner of the world. A few weeks ago, I talked about the brand new journal that was recently published that I created called Create the Awesome. Journaling has helped me in so many ways. I went through a very dark period in my life, and journaling has helped me to organize my thoughts and keep a positive attitude and reach my goals. I created this journal for people who want to get their lives in order but don't have a lot of time to do it and don't really know where to begin. Journaling can seem overwhelming, especially when you don't know where to begin. And with the month of gratitude right around the corner, this is the perfect time to start a gratitude practice because I've included that in my journal. If you yearn to design the life you've always wanted, Create the Awesome Journal is for you. There are plenty of prompts in there to help you get started. Check it out on Amazon today. I left you a link in the show notes, and you can also find it on my website at yddoa.com/journal. Again, that's yddoa.com/journal. Last week, I talked about the concept of genius hour, which is when you devote 1 hour a week to research or learn something that you've always wanted to know more about or always wanted to learn about. And I did this with my students, and it was a huge success. Once I get all of their projects graded, we will begin a new genius hour journey together. However, some were so excited that they already started their next one. In addition, a few students invited their parents to do a Genius Hour as well. So if you want to be truly inspired, check out last week's episode by going to yddoa.com/106. Adults need to continue learning too. And guess what? You can decide what you want to learn about. It's the coolest thing. So I'm glad to be back. I really try hard to push out one episode a week, but I'll be honest, I've been self-caring myself like crazy to keep from losing my mind. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. How do we keep from completely losing it? First, I just want to say that nothing is really wrong. Seriously. Thankfully. I don't know, maybe things are kind of wrong, but since I've been self-caring, I don't perceive it as wrong. Maybe that's it. And if that's the case, well, then I'm really doing a great job with my self-care gig. But I'm kind of just having a hard time right now. See, my son went off to college in mid-August. And if you've sent a child off to college, especially your firstborn, I'm sure you can totally relate with what I'm about to say. My son, loaded up with scholarships and opportunities ahead of him, is going to the exact college that I wanted him to go to. There was a time when he was about to choose a different college that was much farther away, but thankfully, after much prayer, he chose Baldwin and Wallace. So that's a good thing. He's only 40 minutes away from me. Also a good thing. He loves it there. Yay! He comes home for a little bit at a time, just about every other week. Not for very long, and he hasn't slept in his bed here at the house yet, not even once. But I see him just about every 2 weeks, and we text almost every other day. So what the heck is going on over here? Why am I mentioning this? Why do I need to self-care myself like mad over this? I don't totally know. I think I know a little bit, but I'm just having a harder time than I thought I would. In my eyes, I have an amazing relationship with my son. I'm not sure how he perceives it, but I would venture to say that he knows I always have his back and I always want the best for him and I love him like crazy. See, this too is a good thing. But here's the million-dollar question. Why do I sometimes randomly cry uncontrollably? I was diagnosed with clinical depression about 9 years ago, and I take my medication religiously. So whatever's bothering me is beyond my meds. And I think I know, and I'm trying my best to fix it. See, having a child go off to college causes the feeling of grief. And it does. It just kind of feels like grief. I guess it's just one of those things that has to run its course. But there's a twist. And it's going to sound kind of weird when I say it, but those who have been through it, I'm going to bet you'll be nodding your head in agreement. But it feels like he broke up with me, and I just really want him to like me. The funny thing is that I know he likes me. In fact, he loves me, but all of a sudden, he is on his own and busy with new friends, and again, that's a good thing, and classes and basketball, and so when I call, he's constantly rushing to get me off the phone. He called one time just to chat, and boy, was I on top of the world that day. But seriously, though, it feels like I'm grieving with the side of breakup, and I'm hoping to get through this episode without crying, and if I do, I'll stop and edit it out, I guess. But I've been doing a ton of things to keep myself from having to stop and cry. And I almost think that I'm, in a way, self-caring myself. And it's kind of stressing me out because I'm self-caring so much. But I don't know. For now, this is how I'm getting by. So work is so much fun. But there is so much to do. I'm teaching 2 subjects to 3 classes with not enough time. And 2/3 of my classes are in person, and then I have 1 class and a small group online. If I'm going to find a silver lining in my career right now, I would have to say that not only am I enjoying the kids, but I also enjoy getting creative with them. I have so many students this year that are excited about what I'm teaching them that they inspire me to want to deliver more creative and insightful lessons. And I love planning things to do with them. I love designing Google Slides for them. I love my Bitmojis, but there's a lot of work to be done. And I could not make my presentations cute and colorful. I would probably not feel so overloaded all the time, but I like doing it. And I kind of count this as self-care. I love being creative, and most of all, because this school year is so challenging, when I'm working, I'm able to keep myself from crying. The other thing I've been doing is decluttering the house like a madwoman. I think I have a pretty nice house considering I'm on a single mom / teacher income, but like any other home, things are falling apart. And there are some things that I would love to have but don't necessarily need, such as a new kitchen floor. I have like that old linoleum that looks like total crap from like when the house was built, which was a long time ago. It would be nice to have a backsplash in the kitchen, and getting my bedroom painted would be nice too, among a whole bunch of other things. But now just isn't the time. Decluttering is something I can do right now, and it doesn't cost me anything. And you guys know, if you've been listening for a while, I have this book called 100 Life Challenges. If you haven't heard of it before, it's a book of 130-day challenges. And I'll leave a link to it in the show notes because it has totally changed my life. But anyway, my latest 30-day challenge is to declutter for 15 minutes a day. And there are 30 boxes for me to check off as I get 15 minutes of decluttering completed. And what I did in each of the 30 boxes was I wrote an area that needed to be decluttered that would take about 15 minutes of time. And then when I'm finished, I put an X over the whole box. And crossing things off is so satisfying to me. And this has been a game changer over here. And after a few days of carrying on like this, I had a moment where I just paused and I looked around my house with complete satisfaction. For the record, I'm still not finished, but I swear, when I paused and I looked around, I think I heard my house quietly whisper, "Thank you." Decluttering for me helps lower my stress, and again, it's keeping me from crying. And then I started a new habit over the last 2 weeks while I've been silent in the podcast world, and that was to drink a hot apple cider before bed with a splash of caramel vodka each night. And this drink is so calming. It helps me wind down and fall into a nice deep sleep. It also helped me gain 2 pounds of the 8 pounds that I lost after my son left for college. So as much as that was working out for me, I already put a stop to this habit because gaining back the weight was depressing me, and that was what I wanted to stop feeling. But if you don't care about losing weight, this is a great go-to drink for someone who is intentionally keeping themselves busy so they don't cry from grief and a side of breakup. Walking. I have to walk at least 2 miles a day. I hop on the treadmill and do a mile before work. After school, I take another 1 mile walk outside if it's nice. When I'm on the treadmill, Pinterest is my jam. When I'm walking outside lately, Audible is my jam. Audible is an audiobook app, and by the way, my listeners get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. So if you want this deal, just go to yddoa.com/deals for details. When I walk, not only am I listening to a good book, I get my best ideas when I walk. And by the way, if you decide to try Audible, the last book I read was Earth is Hiring by Peta Kelly, and I'm currently reading Healthy as F. You know what I mean. I'm not going to say it, but you might want to check them out. Both books are game changers. In fact, I'm probably going to get into more depth with those two books in the next episode coming up because I have learned so much. Walking is something I have been doing for a while, but I added a new twist. See, I'm taking an online photography / positivity psychology class with Lizzie LaRocque. That's really hard for me to say. It's called The Life Feast. I think Lizzie might be me, but a much more creative version of me. And I had Lizzie on the show a few months back. But anyway, I'm diving into some serious mindfulness skills with what I'm learning from this class. Lizzie is the person who introduced me to the photo walk that I talked about in a previous episode. But basically, I go for a walk, and then I have one of Lizzie's photo prompts from the class in my mind. So like 2 Sundays ago, while I was waiting for my daughter to get out of youth group, I did laps around our church's parking lot. And that day, I had the photo prompt to take photos of lines in my mind. So as I walked, I was looking for lines. And I had no idea how many lines are incorporated in the design of our church. And with each lap, I saw something else and then something else that I had not ever noticed before. I started snapping away and got some really cool shots. Then at school, we're studying decomposers. Did you know that they are super interesting? I'm talking like fungus and mushrooms and such. Mushrooms are my new obsession, and all of this came from my students. One of the kids took some photos of mushrooms that he found at the bus stop, and now the Fungus Among Us Instagram account was born. Last weekend when my husband and I did a self-care walk, we were focused on finding different mushrooms. We went for a walk in the woods, and this is the time to look for mushrooms. We found all kinds. And now on my daily walks, I keep an eye out for them. And I found one yesterday with a really huge slug on it. But see, the thing is, now that I have a focus when I walk, I'm not thinking about anything else. For that time frame, I'm looking for mushrooms, and mushrooms do not cause me stress. And also, I'm not crying. So I don't know if you've ever felt stressed or overwhelmed or felt grief with a side of breakup. I don't know if you've ever gone about your day and something will just trigger you to cry. Like, I heard Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. Well, that's the song my son and I love to sing together at the top of our lungs. All I had to hear was Blame It All on My Roots, and I lost it. The floodgates opened, and I was a mess, and I couldn't stop. I'm guessing you've gotten to this point at one time or another. See, if I didn't take the time for self-care, I think it would be a lot worse. In fact, I know I would, because I've already been down that road. I used to not self-care at all. And I don't want to go down that very, very dark road ever again. So let's wrap this up. Here is my self-care toolbox at the moment. Try to make work fun somehow. My problem is that I enjoy creating lessons so much that I'm getting short on time for other things that I have to do, like check emails. Darn those stupid emojis. Do what you have to do. Last year, I went on an eye-bombing binge and eye-bombed all sorts of areas around the school. And eye-bombing is when you get these self-stick googly eyes and you put them in places like on walls or cracks where it would make a silly face. And I know that sounds really immature, but it was fun and everybody thought it was funny. So, so there. But anyway, I don't really have time to do these things, but it was fun while I did it. Declutter your house. Break it into chunks. Identify the cluttered areas in your house and attack for 15 minutes a day. Make a list and cross it off as you complete an area. This is pure, free satisfaction, and your mind will feel better too. Drink a hot cider with a splash of caramel vodka. That is, if you aren't concerned about losing weight. If you are, this is a no-no. I gained 2 pounds in a week by doing this. I stopped, and it has been 3 days now without it, and I already lost the 2 pounds, but the drink is pretty relaxing. Go on a walk. Make it more exciting by giving yourself a little photo prompt. There are loads of them on Pinterest, but I've looked for lines so far, mushrooms, and I've been working on my editing skills from what I've been learning from the Life Feast with Lizzie LaRock. Sweet Frog, which is a frozen yogurt place, has color-changing spoons that I have become obsessed with. There's just like these really brightly colored spoons, but they change colors like with the temperature. It's really kind of fascinating. So while walking, I took photos of them with brightly colored leaves that I found. And another time, I took photos from a worm's perspective. Another prompt was to photograph cool-looking ceilings. Now that I think about it, I guess I'm kind of on an ongoing scavenger hunt every time I leave the house. But it is fun, and it's free, and I feel better when I'm doing it, and I'm not crying. Lastly, I didn't mention it, but I'm wondering if I have any counselors or self-care gurus out there listening, but sometimes when you get to this point, you might just want to let it out. Cry. I'm wondering if any of you were thinking that. And I did. Not because I wanted to, but because I think my body physically needed to. I just don't want to cry in front of my girls or at a restaurant again. And yes, that really did happen. And it was embarrassing. And because I was embarrassed, it was like even worse because I really couldn't stop crying because then I was sad. And I was also embarrassed. So anyway, I guess what it all comes down to is it's okay to cry. It doesn't feel very good. So try some of my self-care tips. In fact, do these even when you aren't feeling grief with a side of breakup. If I wasn't doing all the things, I definitely would be so much worse. So that's my show for today. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope it was helpful to you and that you will see the value in self-care. I would love to connect more with you, so please join my Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/YDDOA. You can also find me on Instagram at YourDDOfAwesome and on Twitter at Cindy Liming, which is CYNDI, and Liming is LIMING. And be sure to check out my website, which is YDDOA.com, where you'll find all of the deals, resources, and episodes of Your Daily Dose of Awesome. Thanks again for listening. I'm Cindy Liming, and get on out there this week and create the awesome.